This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCNS urges state legislature to protect the Espanola Aquifer from LANL pollutants. Did you know that in 2008, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, designated the 3,000-square-mile Espanola Basin system as a sole-source drinking water aquifer? One ongoing concern is that Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, sits on its western edge near the Valle Caldera, and a recent dispute between the New Mexico Environment Department and the Department of Energy about the LANL hexavalent chromium plume, which is being pushed deeper into the regional drinking water aquifer, highlights the need for state agencies to have the resources to protect it. Hexavalent chromium is a known human carcinogen. On Monday, August 21st, CCNS requested that a New Mexico legislative committee provide funding to key state agencies to protect this aquifer from LANL pollutants, which are migrating through the aquifer to the Rio Grande and beyond. The request to the New Mexico Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee was for line items for the budgets of the Office of the State Engineer and New Mexico Environment Department. A little history. In 2006, La Cienega Valley Citizens for Environmental Safeguards and hydrogeologist Zane Spiegel submitted a petition to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to designate the area as a sole-source aquifer. They argued that the aquifer supplies at least 50% of the drinking water for its service area and that there are no reasonably available alternative drinking water sources should the aquifer become contaminated. The aquifer encompasses the area between the Jemez and Sangre de Cristo Mountains from Tres Piedras to the north, almost to Galisteo to the south. Then, in 2008, after EPA determined that 85% of the drinking water in the area covered by the petition comes from wells in the aquifer, EPA approved the application and designated the aquifer as a sole-source drinking water aquifer. Nevertheless, LANL has been investigating the hexavalent chromium contamination for nearly 20 years. More recently, NMED became concerned that the hexavalent chromium was being pushed further and further into the regional drinking water and ordered that the injection process be stopped. The threat posed to the Espanola Basin sole source aquifer by the hexavalent chromium contamination encouraged CCNS to ask for legislative oversight by providing funding to the Office of State Engineer at the New Mexico Environment Department. It is important to note that three of the Los Alamos County drinking water wells are located close to the known perimeter of the hexavalent chromium plume. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more about the Espanola Basin Sole Source Aquifer, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.